This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ruled out ceding any territory to Russia as a part of a peace deal, even though President Trump says that's the deal on the table as proposed by his administration. Russia striking Kyiv overnight in a missile and drone attack, killing 9 people, wounding more than 70. Thousands continue flocking to Vatican City, paying their respects as Pope Francis lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. ABC's James Longman with more on those filing past.
They were solemn. They knew what they were there for, interested. Some sort of tourists who'd been swept up in it and felt, well, they were here during history, but they might as well go and take a look. And then you would meet people afterwards. And I mean, the people we met anyway seemed transformed. I mean, overjoyed, really, really kind of moved by the experience that they had just had.
New Jersey wildfires still burning. Air quality alerts issued for the state and this morning as far north as New York City. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, a Republican bill would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. Charges are likely after a man struck in a weekend crash during a police chase in Racine has died. The fleeing vehicle, driven by 36-year-old Adonis Martin, ran a stop sign Saturday evening, striking a vehicle driven by 72-year-old Daniel Brown, who died from his injuries the following day. A bill to provide postpartum care for new moms sailed through the state Senate Tuesday on a 32-1 vote, but faces an uncertain path in the Assembly, where Speaker Robin Voss refers to it as an expansion of welfare. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered showers today, then more rain tonight and tomorrow, quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down on Friday afternoon. 66 the high today, 45 tonight, 55 tomorrow. The weekend's looking good. Sunshine in the 60s. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, all you got to do is get some Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
And in a crowd. Some shine and some keep you guessing. Waiting for someone to come into focus. Teach you your final lesson.
How do I know when it's wrong? I can't tell you, but it lasts forever. Oh, how does it feel when it's wrong? It's just something you feel together. Oh, oh, when it's wrong.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Said, hey little boy, you can't go.
just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them?
FM.
I'm
know radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Emotion overload in the
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. you're unbelievable.
Hey, I'm Joe Cortez. Coming up on this week's Retro Pop Reunion from the Video Music Era, we are in survival mode, surviving into the 90s. How do you make it out of the 80s into the next decade? Phil Collins, Bon Jovi, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Billy Joel, Duran Duran reached back to their parents to survive the new decade. How did they make it? How did they reinvent themselves surviving the 90s? On this week's Retro Pop Reunion, talk to you then, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game 3 tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the 6th.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball 4. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered showers today, then more rain tonight and tomorrow, quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down on Friday afternoon. 66 the high today, 45 tonight, 55 tomorrow. The weekend's looking good. Sunshine in the 60s. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, all you got to do is get some Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Maximum hits.
.97 Max FM.
The smell of you.
I'm Joe Cortez. Coming up on this week's Retro Pop Reunion from the Video Music Era, we are in survival mode, surviving into the 90s. How do you make it out of the 80s into the next decade? Phil Collins, Bon Jovi, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Billy Joel, Duran Duran reached back to their parents to survive the new decade. How did they make it? How did they reinvent themselves surviving the 90s? On this week's Retro Pop Reunion, talk to you then, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or volunteer center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica.
The basilica was set to close at midnight, but the Vatican allowing an extension, some had waited 6 hours.
Because of the respect that I have for him and the great person he was, it's worth the wait.
Some Catholic, some not, many of them praising his compassion.
Walking in there, it was so silent.